One way or the other, the end is near. And next Sunday will be the last Sunday of the liturgical calendar. So the end is near. But it may be possible that your end or mine is near. And it's possible, too, that the end of time, the end of the world is near. But we have not yet seen happen all the things that are predicted. And of course, this age is an age in which many, many faithful Catholics, and I say many, many with quotation marks because there aren't that many left, have turned especially to St. Michael the Archangel in an era when we need his protection at every turn. And he is one of the few to help us and to protect us along with his legions of angels. And so we see that St. Michael comes to fight the legions of demons. And they are all around. They are all around. And so we need his help and the help of all his holy angels. Now, when it finally comes, the end, that is, the final end, here, St. Daniel, the prophet, predicts that the tombs shall be opened, and many shall come forth. Now, those who are going to heaven, those who lived a good life and made up for their sins, especially in purgatory, which, of course, is very much before our eyes always, but in particular in this month of November, they will rise to live forever. They will be like stars in the heavens. No longer shall they look like they did before, but they will be incredibly bright and beautiful and splendid. Now, those those that did not live a good life, who did not prepare, who did not use all the graces that God has given to them, they will not rise to life eternal. They will rise, their bodies shall rise, and their soul has never been dead anyway, but their bodies shall rise to everlasting horror and disgrace. And of course, I remind you that one of the most horrible things about the Last Judgment, and that's what he's talking about, the Last Judgment, through which each and every one of us will have to go. Now, when we die, we go through our particular judgment. And then we will know at that moment, you are going to heaven, but first you will have to spend 1,000, 10,000 years in purgatory. Go. Or else we will hear something that none of us ever wants to hear. Begone, you ruthless, worthless servant, into the fires of hell reserved for the devil and his demons. And of course, who has a say in that? He is the judge, yes. But you are the ones who have a say in that. No one else. No one else. I can try and help you, but if what I say goes in one ear and out the other, nothing I can do about it. My voice will be gone, and you still will not profit from anything I say or whisper. And so it's up to you. And so, once we have gone through our particular judgment, then we await the end of time, the end of the world, of everything that he has created, when there will be a new earth and a new heaven. This will all be gone, and something else much greater, more splendid will take its place. But only those who are in heaven will enjoy it. Those who are in hell will continue to suffer the fires of hell, even more so, for eternity. And there is no end to eternity. We need to wake up and listen. God and the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Catholic faith continuously warns us and tells us what is coming. Are you listening? As that old carol says, do you hear what I hear? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.